My mum and dad were always very busy people, and although I saw or I rang them regularly, they were also often not at home. The September earthquake badly affected my dad, and the February 22nd quake was just too much. We started it off. It was just too much for him. I'm all right. Kevin and I went to Monk's Bay after the quake to bring mum and dad back to our house. Dad never made it back to his home. Just a couple of weeks after the quake, Dad and I felt that he was dying, and we talked about this, although the doctors could find nothing life-threatening wrong with him. I had in the past tried to talk to Dad about Jesus and his gospel, but he would just say, "Not now, my girl." This time, when I talked to Dad, he would let me read scripture to him and he'd let me pray with him. Soon I was telling him that although I would continue to pray for him, he must now pray to God himself. He did, and he came to know the Lord. Dad died 7 weeks after the earthquake. 5 of those weeks we had him at home with me, and his last days were in hospital. I'm so grateful to God for giving me this time to be so close to Dad. I saw him in the morning. I saw him to bed at night. I talked, I shared, I laughed with him. I spoiled him, I fed him, and I shared Jesus. God gave me those very precious weeks of loving and bringing Dad to the Lord. If it wasn't for the earthquake, I wouldn't have had this time, and while I miss Dad terribly, I'll be forever thankful to God. Sorry.